In a moment, I would like to read a few scriptures, but let me introduce the scriptures this way that I'll be reading. We've heard the saying that the devil is in the details. People say that sometimes, and it's a strong way to put it. The devil is in the details, and I think I know what people mean when they use this. They mean that we have plans, we have goals, we have romantic ideas of doing something, and then we get down to doing it, and there are too many nitty-gritty details, and we have to give it up. At least I can identify with that. I'm not a stickler for details. When I tell a story, doesn't matter if the train pulled out of the station at 4:30 or 4:15 or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, just that it pulled out, right? But I'd like to suggest that God is interested in the details of our lives. And yes, some of the details of our lives are banal, but there are details of our lives that God is interested in. So listen to the scriptures, please. Psalm 37, verse 23. You probably won't have time to follow along because I'm jumping around a bit from one book to the next. But Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of the godly are directed by the Lord. He delights in every detail of their lives. New Living Translation. He delights in every detail of their lives. Second scripture is from Zechariah, which we've been studying in our Sunday school, so you may remember it. Chapter 4, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And then later in the same passage, for who has despised the day of small things? Who has despised the day of little details in our lives? Rejoice. God's eyes run to and fro through the whole earth. How? In the small things. Final verse, Matthew 6. It says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. In 28. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Again, talking about the details of our lives. Not one sparrow is forgotten. In nature, you see it all the time. So, what does God want to teach us through the small, everyday, Monday through Friday kinds of details of our lives? I have three things. First, God guides us through those details. Secondly, God brings about change in our person. He transforms our person through these details. And thirdly, he brings glory to himself through these details. First of all, how he guides through those details. I have a quote from Barbara Kingsolver, and it's an essay that I came across recently in which she says, God is frightful. God is great. You pick. I choose this. God is in the details. The completely unnecessary miracles sometimes tossed up as stars to guide us. They, meaning the details, they are the promise of good fortune in a cloudless day and the animals in clouds. Look hard enough and you'll see them. Don't ask if they're real. I think that's poetic. And she's saying, look for the details. They will guide you. They are often your guiding star. Proverbs 3, talking about details. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In the details of your life, acknowledge him. And what? And he shall direct your paths. Psalm 37, which I read earlier, now reading in the King James, says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God guides a good man through his steps, through the everyday details of his life. It doesn't say in this passage, it could and still be accurate, but it doesn't say, and it would still be accurate, but it doesn't say, the journey of a good man is guided by the Lord. It says the steps. We are guided by the small steps, the small details that are in this day. And we are guided by those by bringing the wisdom in from the wisdom that we learn from the details before us. Recently, I was listening to an interview in which the person was interviewing a tech expert from Silicon Valley. The name I don't remember, pardon me. But this lady, who is the tech expert, was asked the question, so will robots and computers ever catch up with people? You know, we're living in the digital age. And she said, no, absolutely not, and here's why. She said, computers and robots will never, ever be able to assimilate past experience and knowledge and make something meaningful out of it in the present. They only do what they're programmed to do. Whereas people are always looking back to the details of their lives in the past and applying them to the details in the present. And they're being guided by God through this. So God guides through details. Secondly, God brings about change in our lives through details. Later in the passage, later in the essay, which I quoted earlier by Kingsolver, she says, the changes that we dread most may contain our salvation. So the small details that seem nitty-gritty sometimes or meaningless may actually contain our salvation if we look at them correctly and from a fresh perspective. Samuel Johnson said, man is a small creature, and nothing is too little for so little a creature as man to study. It is by studying little things that we attain the great knowledge of having as little misery and as much happiness as possible. That's a challenge for me, because I tend to try to find happiness by doing something completely different or starting a new thing. But Samuel Johnson here is saying, it's the small things. Look at them freshly. Let God teach you through the small things. And often we're too proud to do this. I'm reminded of the story of Naaman, who had leprosy, right? And he wanted God to cure him, but he didn't want to do it in this detailed way at first. Later, of course, we know the story. He did, and he was cleansed of his leprosy, the story in 2 Kings, which I won't turn to. So God brings about change in our lives through the small details. Thirdly, God wants to bring glory to himself through the small details of our lives. When you stop and pray for God to work in the smallest, most minute detail of your life, he is glorified. Don't wait for sickness. Don't wait till death. Don't wait till there's a marriage, considering a marriage partner. Do it now in the small things. Despise not small things. God will have glory to himself in that way, when his people are constantly in every detail bringing things to him. There is, in the back of the Mennonite hymnal, which we don't use in our services, there's a section of prayers and liturgies which I just highly recommend. And 740, if you want to look it up, there's one on, I'm just going to read a phrase from that prayer. It says, he, referring to Jesus, is our life. So give us reverence for life, talking to God, whether on the poultry farms or driving on the roads. I just like that. It's in the details of our lives that we're supposed to give God glory and seek his direction and be changed and be guided. And then he's glorified. If we cannot see God, I have written down here, in all the details of our lives, perhaps it is time that we make some changes in life. Perhaps we are pursuing the wrong goals. Perhaps we are locked into bad habits. Perhaps we have the wrong loves. If we are truly in God, every detail has meaning and nothing is banal. So in conclusion, I'm blessed by this, and here's why. There is nothing that God throws onto this scrap heap in our lives. Everything is used to create a symphony, a poem, whatever you want to liken it to. Everything is used. And so let's approach life that way and commit every small detail to him, who is the God, as it says in the hymn, the center and soul of every sphere, and yet to each loving heart, how near? Near enough to be involved in the details. Praise him. Let's pray to him. Would you please kneel, and we'll pray. Dear Father, we cannot even grasp how small we are compared to you. And we cannot even grasp how much you humble yourself to be involved in our everyday lives. But that's what you desire to do. Retrain our minds. Help us to think in such a way that we give every little, seemingly insignificant thing to you so that we can be guided, so that we can be changed. We want that very much. And finally, so that you can be glorified as we trust you. Be with us in our service. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.